Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida radio station. By the way, the great radio stations across the country, we thank you very much for carrying us, as well as being heard on the internet and the satellite around the world. And hello to our friends in India, and hello to our friends in Germany. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on the Facebook, on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out, and you'll see all the different things that we have over there to offer you. Well, joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, actor Alec Baldwin reportedly is in shock after a shooting that killed one person, wounded one person, on a movie set called Rust in New Mexico. The gun reportedly had live rounds, not rounds in the chamber, not blanks. And everybody is scrambling for cover on this one right now. It's not really clear what's going to happen.
Well, they're doing a lot of interviews, and that includes whether policies and protocols were followed, and, you know, who along the way, the chain of custody, I may say, in this particular situation, who did what and who didn't do what they were supposed to do. there have been previous deaths that have happened on movie sets with weapons, and some of them, I think all of them were certainly accidental or certainly not intentional, I'll put it that way. So I think it's kind of early, almost too early to judge on what the outcome is going to be, but I do believe that there are some that are certainly trying to lay blame. And Alec Baldwin came out pretty fast to lay blame and screaming on why somebody handed him, quote, a hot weapon. Well, I'm going to say it until I can't say it any longer, and that is he, sadly, is really at fault in this. I don't care what anybody hands you and says about the weapon that they've handed you, that if it's loaded, not loaded, you check it yourself, period, end of report. That's just what responsible people do. Apparently this weapon was handed to him by an assistant director that, according to court documents already, said that the weapon was cold. Okay, that still doesn't clear Alec Baldwin. You check it anyway. You clear it. The assistant director, if for nothing else, is part of a procedure, is that you If it was a revolver, you open it. If it's a slide, you open that. So then the person taking possession looks at it and even clears it again or attempts to clear it again. That's just what you do. But there's no other way of putting it. So, Baldwin, there is insurance, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That these movie studios have.
Mm-hmm.
But he could end up with something like involuntary manslaughter or, some other similar charge.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to judge slowly, as I always like to say, go slowly. But on the investigation, but
well,
anybody that has any kind of sense of responsibility when you have a weapon, you check it and check it and check it and check it.
Mm-hmm. Here's one that they're probably going to go slow on. Emails now have revealed that the Loudoun County, Virginia school superintendent did, in fact, make a false claim about the alleged assault.
Well, he said he knew nothing about it, and now we're finding out that that's absolutely not the case.
Mm-hmm.
That on the day that this poor little girl was attacked and sodomized in the bathroom, he had sent actually an email to the other members of the school board. So they absolutely knew what was going on.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So happening, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so maybe our Attorney General Garland will, go sit in the corner for a while.
Yeah. Now, happening in Joe Biden's Delaware Valley backyard, apparently now we've got juveniles as young as 12 traveling across state lines to commit violent crimes. Don't know if it's part of a gang effort or not.
Well, that might be why the Department of Homeland Security is spending almost $500,000 to put a wall around Biden's vacation home.
That's what we heard. Yep, that's what we heard. Ball going up around his house. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And Denise Simon, don't go anywhere. We got lots more to talk about. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 71 degrees. Some clouds in the sky, but not bad. Come on down.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I think I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Lauren Kelly, the author of the book, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, I want you to go to that website and take a look at what's there. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Because what you're going to find is a book written about American history that's unlike any other book that's out there, especially for the youngsters. Okay, we know that we've got to get to them early on and teach them correctly about American history. We know that, and that's what this book does. Now, I will tell you that we also know that the schools are not teaching what we were brought up with that's in line with our values. The values have gone totally out of existence and out of control. So, go to the website, Tuggy. That's T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Take a look at what's there. They've got three different books over there. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it's a very interesting way to teach your children and grandchildren about American history. The books come in English and Spanish, too, and starting today, there is an audio book that they have that's out there, an audio book. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Bagham and Bob on the line with a question. Okay there, Bagham and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I got three things for you this morning.
Oh, no.
One fun? Oh, yes. One for fun and two for serious. I like to play for Kamala Harris, for you to play on one of the music when you play songs, by the Monkees, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. And the second thing is, as regard to the shooting, the last person in possession of the gun is the person at fault. End of story.
Yep, we know who that is.
Stop checking. And the last thing is, it's a little bit longer, China is serious, and this I'd like some comment from Denise, China is serious going after Taiwan because they believe it's part of their country. It's a matter of protecting China's image and saving face and a continuation of the Mao revolution. Just a question when they think they are strong enough to back down the U.S. And that's it.
All right. Thanks, Megan and Bob. And by the way, that's part of the One China policy, right?
Yeah, but here, you know, we will defend Taiwan. It's not going to be pretty, but I don't think anything is necessarily going to happen until after the Olympics. during the Olympics. China may necessarily pull the same stunt that Russia did with Crimea.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
We've been sending weapons. We have a sizable special forces unit in Taiwan training them. They've been over there for a while because I think it's part of the accompanying the weapons that we have sent over. So I don't think anything will necessarily happen until after the Olympics.
Now, objections from the two Democratic senators, Manchin and Sinema, have President Joe Biden's agenda stalled on Capitol Hill, and fewer than half of the Democratic voters polled believe that the party should follow President Biden's lead. They don't want them following what Biden's pushing.
They're cutting out all kinds of things out of this spending bill. And, you know, when they say the polls tell us that the American people want to have what's in this bill, we don't know what's in it. So how do we know that we want it?
Yeah.
Sinema doesn't want to raise taxes on anybody or anything, period. Manchin is pretty much holding strong, too. So they're probably trying to put in all kinds of sweet deals or pledges or promises to both of those senators to see if they can get their vote. I don't think it's going to happen. In fact, I think things are with the Senate, the Democrat senators, I think, are having a meltdown over there in that chamber. So Biden even said, we will eventually get this done. He has reduced expectations
right
on the spending bill significantly. So, yeah, just be calm.
Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge to the Texas abortion law. Apparently, it's on the docket for the first week of November.
Correct. And their bill says as soon as there is a heartbeat detected.
Yep.
Sometimes they say they will put a stay on the law until it is heard. They didn't do that. They can keep the law as it is, and we will decide after we hear the case. But the interesting thing is I don't know when the decision. They may hear the case, but I don't know when the decision comes out. So we shall see.
Now, you better shop early for Christmas, according to the top U.S. port chief, who says that the supply chain crunch is going to be alive and well, and it'll be sometime into 2022 before they get it under control. The latest thing, Denise, is they've run out of chassis for the containers.
That's right.
And you cannot load those containers, most of them, on a flatbed trailer because it's too high. The container would be 14 feet or more in the air, which means an overhight permit, and you got places you wouldn't be able to go with it. So step deck trailer, you can do it, but then it's got to be a 53-foot step deck, not a 48, because you don't have enough bottom clearance for the trailer or for the container.
Gotta love
and
it.
Now that you have Biden, who is putting the blame on the longshoremen. So
yeah, like they can manufacture containers and chassis, right?
Chassis.
Yeah. Now, I know where they make the chassis because we used to haul some of those stacked on top of the trailers that we had to the ports. That was what we called a backhaul, not an outbound load, but a backhaul, and it paid backhaul money to take it back. That's how we kept our trucks busy sometimes. So if the chassis are being made fast enough, I suppose they could get them. And a couple of the plants are right down here in Florida. There's another one in Georgia. Let's see, where's the next closest one at? Texas. So those are the three that I know of that are right, like, not very far away. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, nothing's going to happen. Today is going to, or tomorrow's going to look just like today. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would say it's worse because there's actually even more ships out there in the Pacific. Some of them are not even bothering to anchor.
Right.
And the insurance claims are coming in fast and furiously with all the perishing.
Yeah, and I saw the map. I sent you the map there, and you said you've already seen it. You've been watching it. But that
I look at it every couple of days.
That was fascinating. The ships that are
It doesn't really change.
Yeah, you could see the tankers, where the tankers are going, because they had them a certain color. But all these other ships were just, like, sitting in limbo.
Yep.
Jeez, man. And, I mean, everywhere there was a seaport, that's where they were converged, and they weren't at the port. They were offshore. Okay, now.
There's some in port.
Yeah. Now, Jen Psaki says, and you just talked about Taiwan, and I'm going to mention what she said. She's trying to correct what Joe Biden said. She said there will be no shift in U.S. policy on Taiwan. And then Joe Biden, of course, came out and said he's committed to defending the island. So what is it?
Well, it's a hybrid of those answers.
You pick something in the middle? Okay.
I don't think we have to, you know, watch this and look at all the scenarios, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to happen between now and the Olympics.
Okay. I'll go with that. Well, here comes the music, so that will take care of that. I will see you later today, and stay low up there and keep the heat going. All right. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the article. She writes, you're going to like it. When we come back, General Keith Kellogg will be on the air with me. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Actor Alec Baldwin calls it a tragic accident after he fatally shot the film's director of photography. Santa Fe County Sheriff's spokesperson Juan Rios.
Sheriff deputies were dispatched after 911 received a call where the caller indicated an individual had been shot on the set. The sheriff's office at this point can confirm that two individuals were shot during filming of a scene on the set of the movie Western Rust.
Helena Hutchins, cinematographer, was killed. Director Joel Souza was injured. Baldwin tweeted his heart is broken for Hutchins' husband and son and that he's fully cooperating with the police investigation. The actor who starred with Tom Hanks in the 1980 sitcom Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari, has died after a two-year battle with cancer. He also co-starred on the show Newhart. Scolari was 66. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program, my special edition of the military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura in Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. Find them online, MossNissan.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. When you walk in the door, and you'll get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, but you got to tell them when you walk in the door the Captain sent you. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. All right, folks, here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and it is my honor and privilege and distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the audience to General Keith Kellogg, who's seen it all as the longest-serving national security advisor during the Trump White House. And, of course, he's got this great book that came out on my birthday, October the 19th, War by Other Means. And, General Kellogg, welcome to the Captain's America.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a privilege and an honor, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Now, you proved yourself recently, over the past several months, to be the leading expert regarding the recent events in Afghanistan, and you called out the book says, muddled politics crippling America and its military today. How about if I just call it the way I see it? It's incompetence.
Yeah. it was really kind of bungled. It was a debacle coming out of Afghanistan. And it was a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to be that way. You know, Matt, you made the comment. I was actually part of the planning to the very start because I came in after the 2015-16 campaign with the president, and he had a desire to get out of Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan during the moniker of the Graveyard of Empires for a good reason. It goes back to 327 B.C. with Alexander the Great. He had problems with it. The Brits had problems with it. The Soviets had problems with it. Everybody's had problems with it. We knew that strategically we had to get out of there, so we came up with a plan to do it. And it was a pretty good – it wasn't a great plan, but it was a pretty good plan based on conditions. Certain conditions had to be met before we withdraw. And it's all public record. They can pull it up in the Department of State website. That we came up with an agreement with the Taliban to start with their lead negotiator, a guy named Berarder. And we set it in place where certain conditions had to be made before we met, before we decided to withdraw. And, of course, by the president picking up the phone on the 3rd of March, a few days after we came up with the agreement, and he was told Berarder quite clearly this is what is going to happen with the full weight of the United States if you don't meet the conditions for us to allow to withdraw. And we had those things pretty well in place. And then Biden comes in and he just says, no conditions, I'm just going to leave on the 31st of August. He leaves, and it didn't have to be that way. And it's just not me talking, Matt. It's, you know, Pence, my former Vice President Pence has said that, the former Secretary. Pompeo said it, O'Brien, the former NSA, has said it, John Ratcliffe, the DNI, has said it. We've all said the same thing. If you just followed the darn plan, we would have gotten out in good order, and with that place would still be relatively, you know, relatively peaceful.
Yeah. Well, sir, you know and I know we never leave anyone behind. Now, that applies to the military. That applies to the police department. That applies to the fire service, where I spent 25 years and got caught up at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And people kept saying, why are you guys coming back? Why are you guys coming back when we were going through the rubble? I said, because we don't leave anyone behind, period. And when Biden did that, he will never live that down. As long as I live and any other God-fearing American flag-waving individual, he will never live that down. We will not let him remember that or forget that.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's interesting. A lot of people probably don't realize you and I are Vietnam veterans. That was our policy in Vietnam. You never leave anybody behind.
Right.
You make fight all the way to the end to make sure you get your people out there. And we deliberately did that. I mean, we knew we left people behind. He knew it. And I'm stunned that we actually did it. And the military basically said, oh, okay. We had a chance not to do that because the Taliban actually said, well, you can push out the perimeter and, you know, control Kabul to make sure you got people out of there. And we didn't do it. We should have done it. If it was me, I would have expanded the perimeter and I would have told the Taliban, you know, we're going to leave maybe in September, October, November, December, when we get everybody out. Once everybody's accounted for,
sure,
we come home. But you never leave an American behind. And then knowingly leaving them behind was really criminal. And then leaving people like the allies that we had there that served with us that had special immigrant visas behind as well, it just stunning to me that actually happened. I'll tell you, Madison, it wasn't part of my DNA.
Yeah. No, nobody that I know either. My father's rolling over in his grave. He was with the 82nd Airborne and at D-Day. And, of course, you know what happened to those guys when they jumped behind enemy lines. And my father would be rolling over in his grave right now because he told me, he says the things we had to do to retrieve our dead was unbelievable. And I know him. I know what he's saying is true. But, General, I'm going to move on here a little bit because we do want to talk about some other things here. COVID has played a major part in what's going on with our military today and the way that we've had to operate. And a lot of people just shake their heads because now we're finding out that we haven't been told the truth to, imagine that, by little Dr. Fauci and his cojones. This whole thing has been contrived and just stretched out and all that. And you know, again, if we weren't mad before, we're mad as hell now.
Yeah, you know, I was on the coronavirus task force from the very start with Vice President Pence. And question when Tony Fauci was there, you know, Tony Fauci, he self-described himself. You know, remember, he's the guy who told all of us in the room one time, he said, well, you know, I'm the skunk at the garden party. God, he was right.
You're right.
You know, we had seven doctors in that task force going forward, and they all gave pretty good, for the most part, pretty good advice. But Tony was always, there was always something hidden about him. And now we find out that he was actually involved in, it all depends on terminology, and he kind of understood about the gain-of-function work that was going on with the coronavirus, the bat viruses there, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because I've been a big believer all along, Matt, that that the best case was an inadvertent release of a potential bioweapon that came out of that lab, came out of Wuhan, and transmitted to us. And he's a little bit culpable for that. Senator Rand Paul has been hitting pretty hard on it, which I think is good. And I think Tony was a little bit duplicitous on talking about what happened with the virus. And he was one of the fear mongers. I mean, I remember one time sitting in the Situation Room, and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, stood up and he stared, and I'll use a different word. He said, "You're scaring the heck out of Americans." He didn't use the word heck.
Yeah.
And said, "Look, stop saying what you're saying. Be positive about America, not negative about America." But I don't have a lot of confidence in Tony, and I think he misled the president and the vice president. I think he's misled America, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, folks, I'm talking to General Keith Kellogg. His highly anticipated book is now out, War by Other Means. You can get it, I would assume, at most of the bookstores around and other places, too. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. That's true.
All right. Now, COVID, we had Operation Warp Speed. We had the military get involved in that. They expedited things along, which was tremendous. And, again, kudos to the military for getting the job done, because without them, we would not be sitting where we are today.
Yeah, we actually divided Warp Speed into two parts. One was the vaccine part. That was under Dr. Slowey, who basically, we developed, three vaccines in record time, historically record time. And when people, here's something as a data point. Today in the world, there's really only six vaccines. Three of them are American. One's a Brit, one called AstraZeneca. The fifth one is called Sinovac, which is the Chinese, which nobody wants. And the sixth one is called Sputnik, which is the Russian vaccine nobody wants. Three of the four vaccines are made by the United States in under a year, which is record time. And both the Pfizer and the Moderna and the J&J vaccines, and it's incredible. The second part of it, we put the distribution under a guy named Gus Perna, who was an Army four-star, came out of the Army Materiel Command, mm-hmm. and he developed distribution plan, which was really pretty darn good. He developed a software program called Tiberius. We got it out there down to zip code level. So when people say, well, we need to put the military in charge, we did. Gus was in charge of the distribution. And on Inauguration Day this year of 2021, we shot 1 million people that day. So we had both the medical side with Moncef Slowey doing well and the distribution side under Gus Perna. And we combined them. And I think Operation Warp Speed will go down when the history is written is a pretty darn good thing. And by the way, that was driven almost exclusively by Donald Trump because he understood business, he understood distribution, and we also operated in what we affectionately call Trump time, which mm-hmm. means when the mission, you had to get it done the day before yesterday.
Mm. General Kellogg, I want to talk a little bit about North Korea and Russia. Let's start with North Korea first. I know Kim is sitting over there trying to get more beans and potatoes and rice and maybe a few steaks along the way, fires a missile up in the air every now and then, goes, "Oh, look at me, big North Korea." What's going on there?
Guess what you said. It's a cry for attention. And we learned that early on because actually it was one night, late at night, that I got a call from President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Hey, what's with the guy shooting rockets?" And, Rocket Man. I said, "Who's Rocket Man?"
All righty. That's General Keith Kellogg. That's part one of a part two interview that I have. I'm going to play the rest of it on Monday morning when we come back. But General Keith Kellogg, I'm telling you, I was so honored to be able to speak with him and then later find out that he was the commanding general of the 82nd Airborne. That was my dad's outfit, and we talked a little bit about my dad. And then he was in the 101st Airborne over in Vietnam in 1968. Come to find out, we didn't know we were in the same place together. Here we go. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610 from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. You'll hear him Sunday night on many of these same stations with Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. So tune in and catch him. All right, I'm going to go to the phone line right away here, because he's tried a couple times to get in. This is Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you, Jen Pazanski, sit down. I'll do the press briefing. Ladies and gentlemen, did you watch the incompetent president we had on the Communist News Network? Of course you didn't, because the ratings are in the tank. And the guys are walking, he can't do anything about gas prices. We just saw Donald Trump lower our gas prices and have us energy independent. Okay, while this clown out here makes excuses while he sells you out to China and he sells out the American people. You know what is amazing about the Democrats? You know what's amazing about any idiot in America who votes for a Democrat? The guy sucks. When your football coach sucks, you go, you know, the owner goes, we got to get rid of the football coach, okay, because nobody's coming to the games. Okay, by the way, okay, Houston, Washington, Detroit, your quarterbacks suck. Okay, your coaches suck. You're a perennial loser. I'll take Tim Tebow and win the Super Bowl. We won your contract with your clown. Our president sucks. He sucks whether you're black, whether you're Asian, whether you're Puerto Rican, Sicilian like myself. Doesn't matter. The guy sucks.
okay? He sucks. He lies. Everything, but trust me, everything you said to Pennsylvania, you're going to keep your fracking open. You lie, okay? You're a walking liar. See, when you lie, when your president lies like that, that's what he is. He's a liar. The NAACP hasn't come out and said, hey, all these illegals coming across the border with their sickness and disease, but your kid is 5 years old, got to get a vaccine. Because Pfizer is writing checks and pimping everybody out to sell you out and tell you what to do. The Supreme Courts don't say, the Supreme Crooks don't stand up and say, you got your constitutional right, no need to take the vaccine. Shut up, Joe. Shut up, Joe. Okay? You're worse than a drug pusher on the corner street. Okay? Pfizer, got to get your vaccine. Got to get it. Shut. You're going to fire people and make them lose their jobs? It's a disgrace. You know, we should boycott that company that fires the people. Our first responders get, it's a disgrace. Our president and your House of Representatives and your 438 House members are a disgrace to your family, your kids, your grandmother, and everybody else. And not one person in Virginia should be voting for a Democrat, okay? Okay? Not one person in Virginia should be voting for a Democrat. Did you see Zuckerbucks? Did you see all the money that he's put in there to buy the election? But nobody says anything about that. You
okay.
Know, the FBI saying anything about that. Stand up for our cops. You cops go out there with two at a time so you don't get ambushed out there and shoot to kill. Okay? Shoot to kill.
Okay.
The American people stand with our cops. God bless Captain. God bless our cops and you preachers this Sunday. Stand up and say what's happening in this country is unholy. It's a disgrace to this nation and we're standing on principle.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Let's get to work. Peace.
No, thank you. And it's Todd in Tampa and covered a lot of ground there. And, you know, a lot of what he says might be just off the cuff. A lot of it might be carefully thought out, but there's some strong talking points in there. It is what it is, and some people, of course, say he's a little over the top when they get a hold of me. But, you know, a lot of people are over the top, but they're passionate. They're passionate about what they're talking about, and that's what we like. That's what we like, passionate people. Don't forget, the Texas AG, Ken Paxton, says that he's hopeful the Supreme Court will recognize the state's authority to protect life with the heartbeat bill that they've got coming up to be decided by the Supreme Court first week in November. Also, if you haven't heard, Joe Biden set a record. His 11-point approval drop during the last month was the most of any president since World War II. He's dropped the most in terms of popularity and job approval of any other president. Leads the list in that category. Imagine that. And, of course, the Attorney General, Mr. Garland, is under pressure to create a Hunter Biden special counsel and have them go after Hunter Biden, which to me makes perfect sense based on everything we know. We'll see what happens, to be continued. And then Sean Spicer came out and said the mainstream media is painting fake world news around Biden. So be careful what you wish for and be careful what you get when you start looking at some of these news stories, because they're not necessarily going to be true. Don't forget the CDC has said that Dick is going to redefine the definition of a full vaccine for COVID. That may change sooner rather than later. We'll see. And, of course, the prop gun that Alec Baldwin had that had killed one of his colleagues and wounded another one may, in fact, come back to bite him, because under the chain of custody rules and regulations of a firearm, he who has it last is responsible when they pull the trigger for what happens. And he said he was told the gun was unloaded. Doesn't mean what you're told. Check it. Make sure. It's a revolver. All you had to do was put it upside down and open up the cylinder and drop the bullets down on the ground or whatever, and you would have known what you had. But apparently it was live ammunition. Good Lord.
And Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Chris Smith, he's from New Jersey, Rubio's from Florida. Those two lawmakers want the Beijing 2022 Olympic Games postponed and the Chinese team banned from traveling into the United States. We'll see what happens. And not to be forgotten about, the United States says that it killed a senior al-Qaeda leader in Syria with a drone strike. The name of the leader, Abdul Hamad al-Matar. They say they got him with a drone. That's a good thing. And, of course, the liberals in all walks of life now are starting to begin waking up from the woke culture. You know why? Their wallets are starting to be affected. They don't pay any attention until their wallet gets affected. And then it's like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, we'll have to find out. Oh, by the way, you know the executive privilege claim on the of the papers for the January 6th incident that Trump is fighting? That's a November 4th hearing that's coming up in the court, federal court. U.S. judge has considered, will consider, rather, on November 4th, former President Donald Trump's claim that executive privilege means he does not have to turn that over to anyone along the line. And that also would affect Steve Bannon, who is following Trump's lead on that one. Now, Neera Tanden, who is just a despicable individual, has been named the White House Staff Secretary. The White House Staff Secretary. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of her in some of these press conferences that they have. We'll wait and see what happens. And illegal border crossings fell in September. They fell in September after they'd hit a year high the month before. That's good news, but it won't stay that way, I don't believe. And Israel's in the news again. They've outlawed the Palestinian rights groups, alleging terrorism there with the Palestinian rights groups. No surprise there for anybody that follows what's been going on. Also, China vowed no concessions on the Taiwan deal after Biden and his comments. No concessions. They're not backing down from where they're at. So, now you know the rest of the story. And here comes the music up in my ear. That means I got to let you go for the weekend. But I will be back Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. on many of these same stations. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope your football team wins, college and pro. Have yourself a great weekend. Remember, this program is all about we the people. It's all about us. We run the show. They don't. They work for us. God bless America, and I'll see you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.